Welcome everyone to the Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and today I'm at Line Show Cattle here in Seton, and with me is AJ Line, and this business got started by his father back in about 1995. And AJ, I know it's been continuously growing over the years, and you said in 2022 there was even some more expansion.
Yeah, like I said, we actually rent a ranch in Yankton, South Dakota now, where we actually have a second sale every September, usually the third week of September. Gives me a little bit of time from having our sale here in first of September to actually go up there and take care of stuff and picture and talk to those customers face-to-face and kind of talk to about what they are looking for in a show calf and what their desires and needs are and listen to their goals and try to help them achieve them.
Now, you were telling me the cattle market is high right now. Explain what that means and why it is that way.
So basically, there's been different parts of this country that have seen a drought in the past couple years. And a lot of people, you know, when there's a drought, you got to be able to feed cattle. And you sell mama cows and stuff like that to the sale barn. You're getting rid of your numbers and whatnot. And you're not, obviously not going to have as many feeder cattle to sell that fall. So Just the national cow number is really down right now, which is driving the price and demand of cattle up. And they're honestly, you can't find enough cows right now or cows for sale anywhere really in the country at affordable price. And that's why, you know, the price of beef is so high right now. And it's just really, really tough to just bounce that cow number back overnight. It takes a long time, especially it'll take a couple years actually.
Now, what's been going on as far as your show cattle market's concerned, number of shows? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so actually in the past couple of years after COVID and whatnot, there's been actually a lot of new shows, which is really, really good for just kids wanting to get out and show and families wanting to get away for a weekend and, you know, get out of the house. And like there's a new one in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the Denver Stock Show is getting a lot bigger. And you see a lot of new jackpots, especially around here in Illinois and Indiana, and that's just really, really good for a seller standpoint, because those kids, they buy a calf for a reason and they want to go out and show them and compete and just learn and gain new responsibilities and whatnot. And I think it's just really, really healthy for the industry.
And you said you've had some cattle do quite well.
Yeah, we've actually had a really good fall of 2022 and spring of 2023. Just had a lot of cattle that sold through here that have been making top fives across the country. I know we had sold a Hereford for one of our first times last year for a good chunk of money, and she definitely has been standing her own. She won a division down there at Oklahoma City, and I've never really dabbled in the Hereford deal, so that's been really cool to kind of breach that market just a little bit instead of just our Angus and our Maines and our club calves, which we are really known for. So it's just kind of cool to sell different breeds and do really well in those divisions.
And AJ, you can work with people whether they're looking for a cattle that they want to win a national championship with, so to speak, to people who want some cattle for their kids to be able to show at the local fair.
Yeah, like our first question for people when we ask is, what's your goal? Like, that's what we want to achieve, is people's goals and whatnot, whether you're trying to, you know, win your class at the county fair or win your county fair, go compete at a state fair or national level. I mean, our main thing is fulfilling your goal and what you want to do for your youngster and your 4-H show experience, and just try to really go above and beyond of trying to satisfy you and what you want to do.
And you've got a website. People can look things over and get a lot of information.
Yeah, I've actually moved a lot of stuff over to my Facebook. It's just Line Show Cattle on Facebook. It's kind of the easiest way for me to connect with people and talk to them and chat with them. And you can find my number on there. And it's the easiest way to keep up with our sales and what we have for sale at all times. So, yeah, it's just Line Show Cattle on Facebook. And I know I'm always on there responding to messages and selling semen and embryos and stuff like that and cattle, obviously. So that's just a very good way to see what's going on around here.
Well, AJ, it's always very interesting to talk with you here on the Business Spotlight each summer, and we want to wish you continued success.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's AJ Line with Line Show Cattle, located right here in Seton, Illinois, and I want to thank him for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.